Types of carriers and freight. Rail carriers are categorized by what types of freight they carry and by how far they carry that freight. Especially in larger countries and geographical areas, small local and regional carriers play a role distinct from larger long-distance carriers. The requirements of the goods being shipped play an important role in determining the role of various carriers, as the transportation requirements for livestock are very different from those for grain, for example. Types of carriers. Carriers can be differentiated by function, freight versus passenger carriers, or line haul versus short line carriers. Ownership. Public carriers versus private carriers. Speed, high speed versus conventional trains. Technology such as locomotive haul trains versus multiple unit, MU trains. Freight hauled. General carriers versus specialized carriers for certain industries. Line haul carriers travel at least 350 miles, 563 kilometers, from origin to destination. Regional carriers generally serve smaller regions, for example in the U.S. from 4 to 6 states, between 400 and 650 miles, or about 643 and 1,046 kilometers. Short-line carriers perform point-to-point services over short distances, often operating on fewer than 50 miles, 80 kilometers of track. In the U.S., approximately 20% of the short-line carriers travel on 15 or fewer miles, 24 or fewer kilometers of track, serving a single state or community. Short-line carriers are generally the mode used for local drayage. Types of freight. Shippers that are looking for cost savings and that have a schedule accommodating a long lead time may find rail transport to be the most attractive mode. Rail is especially good for shippers that can ship directly from origin to destination without making a multimodal switch. Like other modalities, railroads charge different rates for full carload lots versus less than carload lots. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a carload lot, and the definition refers to a less than carload rate as follows. A shipment that qualifies for a reduced freight rate because it is greater than a specified minimum weight. Since carload rates usually include minimum rates per unit of volume, the higher less than carload rate may be less expensive for a heavy but relatively small shipment. Typical freight for rail transport includes heavy, bulk commodities that are impervious to weather and need to be hauled a long distance, 805 kilometers or 500 miles or more. It may include raw materials, finished goods, or both. If a company's product falls under one of the following categories, rail transport may be the best mode to select. Food ingredients, for example, beans, oils, coffee. Livestock, for example, cattle, sheep, fowl. Farm products, for example, flowers, grains, seeds. Construction materials, for example, cement, sand, industrial spools of wire, trusses. Non-metallic materials, mined goods, for example, coal, iron ore. Chemicals. Transportation equipment, for example, cars and trucks. Automotive assemblies, farm equipment. Break bulk goods, for example, bags, bales, barrels, boxes, cartons, drums, pallets, or sacks. Bulk goods, containerized goods needing a multimodal connection over land. As an example of the quantity of these products transported every year, in 2022, U.S. rail transport hauled 1.5 million carloads of grain, 1.7 million carloads of food products, 2.3 million carloads of plastics, fertilizers, and other chemicals, 3.4 million carloads of coal, and 2 million carloads of lumber and paper products. New automobile transport is one of the few larger users of rail for non-bulk shipments.